Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, Uncle good
Buck,
morning.
Bro. Uncle Buck, bro. Bro, Uncle Buck. It's 7:13. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning.
Quick look at your forecast here today. Gorgeous day. Sunny. High of 86. Hardly any clouds in the sky. It's going to be gorgeous. Tonight, clear, low of 66. Tomorrow, we do have a chance for some rain that'll intensify a little bit later on in the day. I know, right? Boo! We could use a little rain. My yard's looking a little dry. High of 90. Wednesday, more rain in there and some isolated thunderstorms and a high of 76. But overall, then it clears up and gorgeous last part of the week here. I mean, just sun, hardly any clouds. It's going to be nice, man. Nice.
All right. Yesterday, the good weather. It just puts you in a good mood. Yeah. And it was, go outside and you're like, damn, not a cloud in the sky.
Beautiful. Gorgeous. Getting that tan, getting those nips out. Well, all right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, there's a butcher shop that has installed a 24/7 meat machine.
Huh.
Basically, what they do is have this big old vending machine that's full of meats.
What is it? It's a 20, say it again.
24/7 meat machine.
Oh. So it took your mom's place.
You're so funny. I can't put my sides hurt because of laughing so hard at how funny you are.
I had to say it.
You bastard. You know what? I'd expect this. You know,
it's Monday.
From Brian or Chris, but not from you. Not you.
I'm sorry.
On Best Friend Day, too. You son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's
you,
right.
You
son. Well, you know what? That's what best friends do. So take it like a man.
Like your mom takes it? What? I hope this is something that we can see all over America. It's a refrigerated vending machine, and it has 9 levels of revolving shelves with uncooked meats like burgers, steaks, pork chops, chicken, bacon. This is amazing. I love this idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. But you get to see the meat before you pay for it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I would get the meat. I mean, I wonder how long this has been in that machine.
Well, I'm sure they're stocking it and making sure everything's, you know, good and up to code. You know, it's not
up
like they're
code.
Just
yeah.
leaving it in there. Like, all right, good enough. We put the meat in there. We'll wait and see what happens.
They should do like a grill machine next to it. So you put more money in, you throw it back in, and it grills it for you.
You can pick how you want to cook. Like, okay, I want that T-bone right there, medium rare. Beep, boop, boop. Put it in, and then all of a sudden you get a perfectly cooked steak. Oh.
I kind of like it.
I think
Japan has been doing this for a while. Like, they have crazy vending machines over there.
They got vending machines for everything over there. It's nuts. And I've seen, have you seen the automatic pizza vending machines?
Not in person.
Not in person. No, I've read about it in books. It's pretty sweet. You can like, okay, I want this topping here, you know, a little extra cheese here, a little mozzarella, whatever. And then it cooks it for you. And then it kicks out a fresh, hot, tasty pizza.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's kind of robots I'm talking about, man.
We were in Vegas and we did that, a cupcake machine or something. And you like get to watch it like as it's made. And it shoots it out of a little hole in the side of a building. It was pretty neat.
It shoots the cupcake out at you? Why didn't it just dispense it?
Launches it.
Wham! Ah! The cupcake hit me right in the face!
It's like a pie in the face. It's a joke at the end. Wham!
It's a horrible invention. Who would do such a thing? There's just some guy just laughing his ass off. People getting pelted with cupcakes left and right.
Nice.
Anyway, so yeah, look for meat vending machines. Hopefully, going to be around the country because that would be dope, man. Yeah. Lastly, hey, speaking of technology, this is kind of crazy. According to a new study, self-driving cars will not eliminate all crashes on the roads. Researchers found that self-driving cars might only prevent a third of crashes if the systems are set up to drive the way people drive now. The trick for engineers and programmers is to prioritize safety over speed and convenience.
Where is it coming from? Is it coming from the system itself, or is it because there's going to be human drivers / AI driving around?
I think I'm sure there's so much that goes into it. So according to that, it's if it's programmed like humans drive now. You know what I mean? So with that mindset of, you know, oh, well, I'm going to speed up to go around this guy and this and that. You know, it's that human element. If you just program it like, look, this is the speed limit. You do not go above the speed limit, okay? You got to watch out. So I feel like there'd be a way to kind of get everyone on an even keel. So like all cars are driven the same. But I guess there's got to be some kind of like give and take in there.
Yeah, here it is. I think I got the answer. I just thought of this. What if the AI was smart enough to know when a human element was coming up? So you're driving on the highway, and the AI is coming up to grandma. Mm-hmm. You know, Helen's up here, and it knows that Helen's not a good driver.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost kind of avoids and knows which cars are human and which one are AI, knowing the AI ones aren't going to crash.
Well, and maybe there are some sensors in there that says like, hey, the three cars up, there's a car that is in auto or is in manual, mm-hmm. you know, is in human mode. So, you know, just be aware of that. Because the other thing you got to look at, too, is like, think about like making a right hand turn. OK, right. So you're there. You got the arrow, but you got to wait for the other cars, or if you got a pedestrian walking the street. So there's so much to the driving. I'm not saying that I'm smarter than a robot, but, you know, that's why I always, you know, get so mad behind the wheel, because people just kind of, they get in this daydream and they forget that they're driving a 2-ton weapon that you got to pay attention at all times. You know, whether you're, just sitting at a stoplight or you're flying down the highway. I think it would obviously be safer. And again, I'm really on board with self-driving cars, especially when it comes to like interstate travel. If you could just, and I told you about that lady I saw sleeping at the wheel of her Tesla. It was bananas, dude.
Bananas.
I'm driving
just
past.
Snoozing.
All these cars are going past. And so I'm like, God, that person's going slow. And I pull up next to it. It's a Tesla. And I look over and the person is literally sleeping. Yes. They probably, it's set at, you know,
REM sleep.
Just in there behind the wheel. Now, here's the thing is it sounds scary, but it's like, look, if I know I can trust this car, I'm on I-94 driving to Detroit. And it's like, okay, yeah, put it in autopilot. I'm just going to kick back and relax for 3 hours. That sounds amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know.
Be fantastic. You know, I think, you know, they invented self-driving cars like, it was like way back. Even horses.
Yeah.
We should go back to the horse and carriage, man.
To be honest, there was probably a bunch of drunk cowboys that made it home because their horse knew the way home.
Absolutely. Just passed out, galloping around.
Yeah.
You know, I think we should go back to that.
Just horses. Just, I don't know. It sounds fun for like a day. And then it's like, yeah, I'm done with the horses.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting rid of combustion. It's either going to be Teslas or horses.
The next Chicago Auto Show, everyone's gathered around a big curtain. There's a guy giving a big speech. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, though, the transportation of the future. Here we go. Are you ready? And then it's just a Clydesdale.
It's got carbon fiber hooves. It's unbelievable.
This runs on green energy. It runs on all green energy. Like, oh, this sounds pretty impressive. I wonder what it is.
Or how about this? We combine the both. We just have robot horses, like Tesla horses. This is fantastic.
It'd be the worst. Just, how did Tesla go bankrupt? Well, they released a line of self-driving robot horses. Okay.
They thought it was going to be brilliant.
They did not think that one through. They did not think that one through. So there you go. We got meat vending machines and robot horses coming soon. That's your morning dump.